To bring in Pat Pagano, the time to take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall.
Busy night at the zoo at Castle Miles last night. Okay. In between 11:50 and 12:10, had two different bears straddle by, and then around 4 o'clock in the morning, a beautiful deer walked by. It's a good thing the deer wasn't there when the bear were there, because it would have been a massacre.
Yeah, really.
But a busy night last night, and somebody's cat came up on my front door. Somebody's cat also last night. I didn't put that picture up because nobody wants. Well, maybe people want to see a picture of a cat. Maybe I'll put that up later on. People like
busy night is right. Yeah,
it was busy night. Well, because it's humid and warm, and so they're all out there. You know.
Yeah, and it's going to stay that way today and Thursday. Hazy, humid. There'll be some scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. Again, this is not widespread at all. 85 to 90. That's today and tomorrow. 70 tonight, partly cloudy. Now, Friday, a little different. Humid weather. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and night, in the low 80s. And this is because of that low that's going to be coming up along the coast. Behind it, it doesn't leave any dry air around. Hazy and humid, scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. And the highs will continue near 90 degrees, Marshall. So there's just no sign of any Canadian air in the near future.
Well, that doesn't disappoint me.
It does disappoint me.
It doesn't disappoint me at all. I mean, you know, I kind of like, feeling. You know, I can have the AC on at my house if it gets too humid inside, and I can go from there after that. You know what I mean? It's not bad at all.
Okay. Well, Marshall likes it, folks.
I do. I do. I mean, what can I say? I mean,
it is summer.
It's much better than cold weather, and we really haven't had. This is the first time we've had a long string of summertime weather. I mean, we have had a drought here. I mean, that's true. We haven't really had enough rain, but still, hey, it's summer. It's meant to be warm.
Yeah, and often dry too, as far as rainfall. So, no great shakes. And you know, yesterday I asked Marshall to put on his traffic hat to give me directions to drive up to Maine. Today I'm going to ask Marshall to put on his computer hat. This is ridiculous. Marshall?
Yes.
I have a folder. The folder is called radio.
Yeah.
What do you think is kept in that? All the forecasts.
Yeah.
Okay. So every day I go into the folder, and it's in Word. I'm going to call up Marshall's forecast for Robin Hood Radio. Now I'm going, it was 5 a.m. Now I'm going to update it for tonight. We're going to change it to 5 p.m.
Huh.
And I'm going to save the form as Robin Hood Radio, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem until this morning. I go back to the folder and it's not there. I say, but I did this. So I do it again. And then when I look at where it's saving it, it's not saving it to the folder radio. It's saving it to Windows 10. Why is it doing that?
Okay, so you're going to have to once again click when you right-click to save it.
Yeah.
Click Save As. And
I
then
do that.
Did it give you a choice where to do it?
I'm going to call up your forecast right now. I'm calling up your evening forecast, by the way. Save As. Okay. Save As type Word. It's a Word document. So maybe is that the problem? No, it's got to be a Word document. Yeah. So it's a Word document. And it says file name. But on the left-hand side, it's highlighting Windows C. C drive.
All right. You should be able to change that.
How? I mean, I could bring the slider up to, you know, to radio. To the folder radio, but why do I have to do that every single time?
Did you reboot the computer?
I reboot the computer, yeah.
And it's still there.
I figured you would tell me that. I said, let me think about what Marshall's going to say. He's going to say, reboot the computer. And I rebooted the computer, same thing. Never happened before.
Well, what we have to look for here is it's got to be something very easy. It's got to be something very easy. That's all I can say. I mean, it sounds like if you save something, like I always have the ability if I want to save something, when I click Save As, it gives me the ability, okay, where do you want to save it to?
And it has, well, you know, when you press Save As, it says file name and then Save As Type. That's it.
Something's wacky there. I don't know what it is. I wish I could help you out, but I can't.
This is really strange.
Yeah, I haven't heard of stuff like that.
No, neither have I. Never happened. In all the years that I've been using Word and doing this, this has never happened before. But Mercury is in retrograde, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I'd have to look at it to see. I really would have to look at it to see. And play around with it and see if I could figure out what's going on. That's the type of thing you have to look at and try a bunch of different things.
Right,
So maybe when I'm off the air, if it's not too busy later today, I'll give you a call and see if we can fix that.
Okay, because I just tried opening a different folder.
Yep.
Which is the government folder for the forecast. And again, save as, and it defaults on the left-hand side where it says organize, it defaults to Windows parenthesis C drive. Instead of just defaulting to the folder that it came from. Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
Not at all.
I wish I could help you there, but none of that makes sense, Pat.
No,
I'd have to actually see it to help you. Like I said, it's one of those things that I'd have to actually see.
My goodness. It's always a problem.
I know.
Always a problem. I mean, luckily, it's not a big thing because I just have to be careful and watch to make sure where I'm saving to so this way I can find the file.
Yeah.
You know, and just change it to that folder. But you shouldn't have to do that.
No.
You should be able, that folder should be the default, you know?
Well, I've got recordings up to about 11. What I'll do is I'll give you a buzz from my home when I get home and see if it's still doing it and maybe log on to your computer and take a look at it.
Yeah, take a look at it. Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
All right, that's good, Marshall. In the meantime, I'm not going to tell you to keep cool because knowing you, you'll walk outside today and you won't even feel warm.
That's exactly right. I'll feel right at home. Nice. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.